Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm really excited to bring you today's episode. This is part of a new feature we're doing in 2022 called Your First $1,000. Now, this is a great one, one of my favorites so far in the series. And if you're just tuning in, you might guess from the title, it's all about how someone made their first $1,000. Okay, this is so fun because a lot of times we have stories about people making $100,000 or sometimes a lot more. And that's awesome, of course. But, you know, first of all, it's a pretty long story, you know, typically to make your first $100,000. And second, you know, sometimes it can be hard to relate to, you know, somebody making $100,000 in a side hustle if you've never done that before. So if you've never made any money in a side hustle, you know, maybe understanding that you can make $1,000, you know, and then you can probably make more after that, might just be the inspiration or motivation you need. And even if you're well beyond that point, like if you have been side hustling a long time, you're doing well with your business, I think these stories are still motivational. Like I have been enjoying going through them. And so with that in mind, I don't want to give you too much preface here because as I said, it's a great one. Today's feature comes from Joel Runyon in Austin, Texas. Joel Runyon, we have featured him a number of times, including a case study at some point. I believe we had a Failure Friday update from him. Joel is a longtime friend of mine. You're going to hear more about that in his update, actually. He's the founder of ImpossibleHQ.com. He has ran an ultra marathon on every continent. I was going to say, and even the moon, but I don't think he's done that quite yet. I wouldn't be surprised if he takes it on. So Joel has also started numerous businesses in the past decade, but as you're going to hear, he got his start by taking on a freelance contract using the same skills he had learned for his day job. Now, even though I have known Joel since at least 2010, I don't think I'd ever really heard this story before. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. I'll be back at the end with a very quick wrap up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, my name is Joel Runyon. My company is called Impossible, and this is how I've made my first $1,000 on the internet. I started my site, Impossible, after meeting Chris on his Empire Builder tour that he did back in 2010, if you guys remember way back then. I wanted to do something cool with my life. I just graduated school, and visiting every country in the world sounded like fun. So I Googled around and ended up seeing that Chris was actually doing it. So when I heard he was coming through Chicago, I made sure to be there. While I started Impossible right away, I didn't immediately make a ton of money as soon as I put the domain live. My first $1,000 actually came from working a freelance job that was the same as my day job. See, from diving into Chris's work, I found another podcast called The Tropical MBA, where they talk about building lifestyle businesses. They have a community, and in there, I ran into someone who needed help with PPC, pay-per-click marketing, for their outsourcing company in the Philippines. This was a skill that I was learning in my day job, and I basically took that skill and sold it to another client after my 9-to-5 hours. I negotiated a deal with them that would give me recurring commissions based on how many agents I placed in seats for them. The key here was that it was recurring, so every month the baseline check would grow. At first, this was not very much money at all, but because it grew every single month, that started to add up. And this eventually grew to $1,000 plus while I was still at my day job doing my day job work. When I decided I didn't like that day job anymore, while I wasn't rich yet, I realized I could crash on my buddy's couch and work on my own projects and scrape by for the $1,000 to $1,500 a month I was making on this side project while I figured out the next thing. I did that, and what that's allowed me to do was give me the space to experiment with revenue-generating projects on Impossible, which has grown to include a fitness subscription app and e-commerce business, and build side projects like Ultimate Paleo Guide and MoveWell app that turn into their own businesses down the road. A few of the things here that I did that made this work for me. One, I did this at my day job. I didn't quit right away. I just did extra work after hours. Two, I didn't learn any new skills. I just got some more customers doing what I was already doing, but I was just doing this at a different time of day and in a separate contract. Third, recurring revenue is awesome. I didn't even realize how great this was at first, but even if it starts small, it can go quickly. It can grow quickly and lets each month of work grow on itself. Number four is at one point, the owner actually thought I made too much money for the amount of time I was spending because it had compounded over time. So he unilaterally cut the contract and we stopped working together. And so even though I had built his entire business from the ground up, he decided that it wasn't worth it anymore. So the final lesson in there is make sure you have really good contracts, because if I would have had a great contract in place, I could have had a better plan of recourse. So this is just a reminder that you don't have to quit your day job in order to make your first $1,000. You can hustle on the side, work on it at night, and see what works. Then, when you're ready, if ever, you can make the jump on your own terms. Remember, you can do way more than you think you can, so keep pushing your limits, go do something impossible, and have fun out there. Thanks, guys.
Joel Runyon, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate that update. As I said, it was great to hear that story. And some really helpful lessons for our listeners as well. Indeed, recurring revenue. I love what Joel said there about how I didn't realize how awesome recurring revenue was. Like, you don't necessarily realize how cool it is until you start getting the same check every month, you know, without necessarily doing a whole lot more for it. So great lessons. Thank you. Joel has made a lot more than $1,000 since then. So maybe we'll talk about that more at some point. I hope you found it encouraging. Check out his website, impossiblehq.com or joelrunyon.com. Or pretty much every social network under one or both of those names. Just search Joel Impossible. You'll find him everywhere. If you've got a question or an update for us about your side hustle, love to hear from you too. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. Today's notes, SideHustleSchool.com/1892. Episode 1892. Marching forward towards episode 1900 and beyond. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you'll subscribe or follow. Come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.